latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Manchester City headlines. Manchester City striker Sergio Aguero met with Argentina coach Jorge Sampaoli in London on Sunday to discuss his international future. There are still some lingering doubts Aguero will stay at the Etihad if Pep Guardiola is successful in his efforts to sign Arsenal's Alexis Sanchez or Monaco's Kylian Mbappe before the end of the month. And it's believed that Aguero was keen to establish from Sampaoli how his chances of making next year's World Cup squad could be impacted if he's suddenly forced to accept a squad rotational role at City. The 29-year-old would be likely to continue his career at the Citizens, but has recently slipped down the pecking order for the national team and knows that the finals in Russia will be his last realistic shot at a major tournament. Aguero was accompanied by his agent, Hernan Higuera, and it's believed they spent a couple of hours with Sampaoli discussing a variety of issues. Aguero is just 8 goals shy of becoming City's all-time record goalscorer, currently held by Eric Brooke, whose tally of 178 stretches back until the 1930s. Guardiola dropped Aguero on a few occasions last season, although the City forward still managed to end the campaign with 33 goals and just 45 appearances in all competitions. Meanwhile, City have told Swansea they'll have to pay £13 million to have any chance of signing Wilfried Bonny this summer. Bonny has struggled to make an impact at the Etihad Stadium since joining City in a deal worth almost £30 million he spent last season on loan with Stoke, and again failed to hit top form. However, Swansea believe they can help the Ivory Coast striker get back to his best, and they're keen to strike a deal with City before the closure of the transfer window. Pep Guardiola is more than happy to let Bonny move on, but they'll not let him go on the cheap, and Swansea, who are thought to have offered £10 million for the striker, will have to raise that bid. Despite his struggles in front of goal over the past couple of seasons, Bonny won't be short of offers, with a number of clubs from across the globe said to be showing an interest, so Swansea may have to pay the going rate or risk missing out on that deal.